And good morning, 7:03 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are brought to you by United Way of Southwest Michigan, inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. We're also brought to you by Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. Zick's Specialty Meats, visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zicksmeats.com. And Realtor Ryan Arndt, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you are looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Arndt, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year at 470-6666 or visit ryanart.com. Our road trip this morning has us at Bridgman High School as we talk B's athletics between now and 8 o'clock. We're going to kick things off with girls basketball, and Kim Lundeen is the head coach. And thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real well, thank you. And first year guiding the Lady B's.
I am. It is my first year doing that job. I was the JV coach for a couple years and stepped up when Ken Schmaltz stepped down this year. So excited to be part of it.
Outstanding. Did you ever envision yourself being the head coach?
Not quite this soon. I got into the coaching game a little late, so I was happy to have the opportunity. But, yeah, I'm learning as I go. So.
And I think any coach that takes over a varsity team for the very first time says the same thing, learning as you go along, because there are things that a head coach does that assistant coaches, JV coaches, freshman coaches don't realize that the head coach takes care of. And you're probably finding that same thing out.
I am definitely finding that out. A lot of youth responsibilities that we have to do and just, yeah, reporting to the papers, all those things that Ken took care of that I took for granted last year. So,
That's on my watch now, right?
Yes, it sure is. So,
talk about the young ladies. Number one, how many do you have on the varsity squad?
We have a team of 10 this year.
Nice.
We're a little bit younger group. We have 4 returning letter winners and 6 that have not done that yet. So young team with a little bit less experience. We have 2 sophomores also, but we're looking to learn a lot this year. We're humble. We're trying to improve. So looking forward to the season.
What's nice is you taking over as varsity is you know these young ladies and they know you.
I do, and I've had the opportunity to work with every single one of them, and I've had actually everyone in class as a teacher also or will this year. So
that's great. That's great. Who'd you bring along with you here this morning?
Okay, so I have 3 seniors with me. There are our only 3 seniors. We have Aaron Burney and Lauren Keller and Madeline Nikas with us.
You guys, thanks for getting up a little early and coming in. If you guys want to take that off the stand and just hold it and hand it back and forth, or you can lean in with it being on the stand. Either way, you're good either way. And that's fine if that falls off, too. Madeline, let's start with you. You being one of the few seniors, how excited were you for the season to get underway for you guys?
I was just really excited. I remember just my freshman year having Lundeen, and I was just really to come up to varsity.
And now you play what position?
I'm a shooting guard.
Okay. Now, has that been a position for you all along, or have you kind of moved?
Yeah, I've always been a shooter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Lauren, for you, how excited were you to get this the season underway for?
I was super, super excited because Lundeen always makes everything fun for us. So,
and that helps, doesn't it?
Yes, a lot.
You're trying.
We're trying to make it fun.
And you play what position?
I'm a center.
Okay. Now, has that been a position for you all along?
Yes.
All right. When did you start playing basketball, by the way? Do you remember when you first picked up a basketball?
I was probably like 4.
All right. So basketball's
been a long, long time.
All right. And Madeline, for you, do you remember when you first picked it up?
I think around 5th grade.
5th grade. All right. So you've been playing it for quite a while. Aaron, for you, how long have you been playing?
I started 7th grade. I was late. Like, my sister didn't like basketball, so I was like, I'm not going to play basketball. And then, like, she convinced me to play my 7th grade year, and I instantly fell in love with it.
All right.
So I've been playing since then.
All right. One of the few seniors, were you really looking forward to this particular year?
We were all just jumping and, like, bursting at the seams waiting for it.
Now, when the season starts, do any of you start thinking, had it clicked early or has it clicked yet that this is your senior year playing basketball for Bridgman?
I definitely think it clicked for me. Like, even the end of last year, I was like, I only have one more year to have fun and to do the sport that I love. And so I guess it's kind of sad, but we're trying to make the most out of this year.
Now, outside of basketball, do you play any other sports here at Bridgman? I guess, Lauren, you have the microphone. We'll start with you. Do you play any other sports?
Yes, I do. I play volleyball and soccer here.
Okay. Of the three, do you have a favorite?
Basketball.
I won't be offended.
Aaron, for you, any other sports?
I play soccer, and I run cross, and I also on the equestrian team.
Oh, great. Now, do you have a favorite of all of those?
I like soccer.
Soccer. All right.
Okay.
Well, you know what? At least she's used to running now,
that,
right?
That is true. They all run. They all, yep.
Madeline, for you, do you play any other sports?
Yeah, I do softball, and this year was my first year running cross, and I used to do volleyball.
Oh, all right. Now, first year running cross, how'd that go?
It was difficult at first, but then I kind of got used to it.
The first couple of practices, first couple of meets, were you thinking to yourself, what did I get into?
Yeah, I was pretty much dead.
But again, now at least when coach puts you through running drills, it's like, piece of cake.
Yeah.
Who are some of the other top performers you have in this year's team?
Well, we have, again, two sophomores that came up that I coached last year, Michaela Owen and Holly Hersick, and I look for them to develop over the year and be big contributors in the future. And then we have I have a daughter on the team, Hannah Lundeen, and I have Caitlin Essig sitting over here on the side. Savannah Tate is there, who are both guards, and Caitlin is a returner from last year. So I also have Sydney Payne, who is one of our big scorers, who isn't here this morning, but we look for her to contribute a lot this year.
So you have some of the four that you mentioned over there, a support staff for you guys,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
in case you need their laugh. Yes. Now, you had a nice win against Parchment a couple of games ago.
Well, you know, we had some areas we need to work on still, but we will take the win and be happy about that. We had very close games the first two, and we were pretty disappointed that we couldn't pull one of those out, but you move on and improve and look at what went wrong and try and fix that, and we look forward to really trying to do well this season.
So I guess instead of asking Coach this question, I'll ask the seniors this question, and because you probably heard it from Coach, where do you think you need to improve the most as the season goes on? Do you have any ideas in your mind?
I think mostly we just need to calm down and get back into our clique, because most of us played together. Like, it was our sophomore year and their freshman year. And if we just get that clique back, because we were a really dynamite team back then. So I think if we get back into it, we'll be good again.
All right, Lauren?
We like to call ourselves the dream team.
Okay.
We will hope that's true.
Once before, we made the dream happen, and so we're trying to make that happen again.
Only on varsity this year.
I kind of like that, the dream team.
Well, you know, aim high.
That's right. Madeline, where do you think?
Yeah, I think once we get used to playing together again, I think we'll be pretty dominant.
I'm not going to use a favorite, because I ask a lot of basketball players this question. When coach puts you through drills in practice, are there any ones that you dread doing?
Zigzag drill.
I already know which one it is, so we'll see.
Zigzag drill.
Zigzag?
That is everyone's least favorite defensive drill, but we do a drill called five-man weave, and we have a little trouble with that one from time to time.
We normally always get to, probably 17 and up, and then we'll, miss the 19th one.
It's a passing
and then we have
drill,
to start all over again.
We're going to 20. That's what our goal is.
And then we normally keep going down.
One of these days you're going to nail it.
Yeah,
it's the dream team.
We were close the other day. We were very close.
It's early. We'll get there.
Up next, you play tomorrow night at Brandywine, right?
We do, and that is always a challenging game. Coach Hood and his team are always well prepared and very very competitive. So, you know, all we can do is prep the best we can, and we just look to be competitive and play a good game tomorrow. So, hoping to surprise them.
You know, on your schedule over the years, has there been a team that you see as your big rival? I'm not looking, for another team to have bulletin board material or anything, but is there a team that you kind of see as the team you look at as your big rival?
Definitely Brandywine. I don't even have to think twice.
Yeah.
That's probably true in a lot of sports.
Yes, it is. Definitely. So, yep. Definitely.
All right. Each one of you individually, instead of a team, what do you want to improve the most before the season is over? Lauren was quick to answer one of the questions first. Now she's going to hand it off to Aaron.
She's handing it off.
Aaron, is there any part of your game that you want to improve in the most?
Yeah, I guess I want to work on my shooting. I want to be able to get more shots in a game.
Okay. Madeline?
I just want to improve on my dribbling and just driving to the basket.
Okay. All right. Lauren?
I definitely need to learn how to soften up my layups when I take them. Sometimes they seem to just bounce off, but that's okay.
It sounds like my layup.
They get a little overexcited sometimes, so
yeah.
What are some of the strengths of this year's team that you've seen so far? Again, it's very early. We haven't even hit the Christmas break yet, but where do you see some of the strengths being so far?
Well, again, from when they played when they were younger, they just have a joy and love for the game. They have some IQ for the game, some understanding of the game, and all together, if we put their talents together, we pretty much have everything covered. It's a matter of whether they can put it together and make something happen. So I look forward to seeing that.
I guess finally, before we let you go, in your division in the BCS, who do you see, some of the top teams that you're going to be taking on?
Well, you know, it's really hard to be a very small C school in a division where we're playing a lot of B schools.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be competitive in that, but definitely Comstock has always been tough, and those girls have played together a long time. We see some of those girls at a camp that we go to, and they're going to be very competitive this year. And Brandywine is just always someone that we look to try and compete with. So those are the two.
Dream team. Going to happen.
Yeah. Yes. It's our year.
It's your year. I can feel it. All right. Ladies, thanks for getting up early and coming in. And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Coach, good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. My pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up from Bridgman High School, the WSJM Sports Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. In the news, protests over the tax overhaul plan in the hallways of Congress, targeting Republican lawmakers as President Trump promises Americans could see lower taxes and bigger checks by February. ABC's Mary Bruce says demonstrators are concerned the plan is mostly going to benefit the rich.
To help the wealthy, it lowers the top individual tax rate from 39 down to 37%. But what about the deficit? It's still unclear how much this will ultimately cost. A new analysis predicts it could add more than $1.5 trillion to the nation's debt. And a previous analysis of the Senate version said Americans making $75,000 or less will pay more over the next 10 years. Democrats insist the long-term benefits will go to the wealthy.
Defeated U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore in Alabama, not conceding Tuesday's election. In a video on YouTube, he says the vote is still too close to call, and he's waiting for the official count from the state.
In this race, we have not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots. This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
Official state certification of the election is expected between December 26th and January 3rd. Democrat Doug Jones won the election to replace U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the U.S. Senate. A Kentucky state lawmaker accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl believed to have committed suicide last night. Republican State Representative Dan Johnson shot himself on a bridge. Bullitt County Coroner Dave Billings said Johnson put up a message on his Facebook page denying the allegations and asking his kids to take care of his wife.
Someone saw his post on social media and alerted the law enforcement, and then they went into gear and found him.
Johnson was under investigation for a 2012 incident at the Heart of Fire Church. At the time, he was a pastor there. And it is finally time. Star Wars The Last Jedi hits theaters today.
One of the things people seem most excited about is that this film, unlike the last one, has a lot more Luke Skywalker.
It's time for the Jedi to end.
But Mark Hamill tells us he was initially hesitant to come back to a new trilogy.
I was just in a state of shock. It was thrilling in a way, but hugely intimidating. Because I thought, wow, let's leave well enough alone. We had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and everyone was happy.
Though he understands why fans want more.
What happens is those adolescents grow up into 45-year-old fanboys that want to be 8 years old all over again.
So is Luke Skywalker the last Jedi, as the title implies? Find out tonight. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Michael Arney, 95. 5-7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Ooh, there's one. Oh, wait, no. Nope, another squirrel. Man, it's a big one. Maybe we can make turkey out of that.
What? No. You're getting delusional from being up here in the cold too long. You know what? We should just go over to Zick's Specialty Meats there instead. We could get all the venison products we could dream of. Minus the frostbite, of course.
Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs is your source for amazing venison sausages and dried meats. Plus cheeses, unique wild game products, internationally inspired sausages, and more. Visit Zick'sMeats.com or stop by the showroom.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are at Bridgman High School this morning. The road trip is brought to you by Zick's Specialty Meats, United Way of Southwest Michigan, Waterville Public Schools, and Realtor Ryan Art. Janet Beamer is the swim coach here at Bridgman. It's good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And first of all, before I get into any of the specifics, is the team overall. You had mentioned before we got going here, you got at least one young man, if not more, a first-year swimmer.
Yes, we have one boy from Bridgman here who is a junior and decided to swim for the first time this year.
When you have somebody that decides they're going to swim for the first time, and I don't know how often you have that you have that happen, how do you find their strengths? Does it take a while just through practice to see exactly, you know, if they're going to be long distance or sprint events?
Well, this year there's a lot of new kids that have been swimming and kids that have not been swimming.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure it all out because I don't really know where people go yet. And so a lot of these new kids, a lot of them have swam at the Y. And so I'm trying to figure out where they belong on the team. But as far as a new swimmer, it depends on sort of how well they can swim.
Mm-hmm.
This boy actually can swim decently, you know, so he's moving along and he wants to learn. So we'll see where it goes. Usually the new swimmers, you put them in the sprints.
Okay. A little less intimidating?
Well, it's a lot shorter than a 500.
Exactly. That was going to be kind of my next question. What's the toughest event to fill? Whether you have first-time swimmers or you have individuals that have been swimming for a while, what's the toughest event to fill?
I would say on the boys' team, it's the 200 IM, which is 50 of each stroke. And so they have to be legal and efficient in each stroke. And it's at 200, so it's one of the longer events. So they have to have endurance. So that's a tough event.
All right. Diving, is it difficult to find divers or no?
Well, I don't coach the diving. We have four boys right now that are divers.
Oh, wow, nice.
And one of them is a senior and has been diving all 4 years, and he's pretty good. So, and diving, I think, is a skill that you have to be brave, and you have to have athleticism. So, you know, sometimes you get the athlete without the bravery. Sometimes you get the bravery without the athlete. So a diving is something that would be really hard, I think, to coach.
Yeah. It's nice to get that combination, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Lots of times it doesn't happen.
You brought one of your senior swimmers, right?
I did.
It's Tyler Beckman. Tyler, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Now, what event do you swim?
100 fly, mostly.
All right, mostly. Are there any events that coach comes to you and said, you know, I really need you to swim this, and you kind of say, I really don't want to?
She puts me in relays whenever she needs me, so I'm in the IM relay and stuff like that, so I fill in good spots.
All right. Any events you haven't participated in, as long as you've been swimming, any events you haven't done?
I actually never swam the 100 or the 500.
Okay.
I don't know if this is on purpose or not. I think I'm just kind of sliding under the wire and giving myself away right now, but I've never swam the 500.
I apologize for bringing that up.
Maybe tonight.
Have you done any diving at all?
I actually dove for the first 3 years. I didn't do it this year because I wanted to focus on swimming, because usually it's a little awkward to juggle it both.
Yeah.
And because you're in the mood for swimming when you get there, and then you have to totally switch gears, do diving, and then it's a whole other story, a conference where you have to stay later after the meet to dive, and then actually come earlier in the next day, because conference is a two-day thing.
Okay.
You come earlier, you come before all the other swimmers and dive, and it actually tires you out horribly. So this year, I think I stopped all that. I'm going to just do swimming this year.
All right. And, you know, of the events that you've swum, though, is there one that's really difficult that you have participated in?
It's still the 100 fly.
It is the 100 fly.
It's my favorite event. And
Is it really?
Yeah, I dislike it the most as well.
Okay.
Just because it's a bittersweet thing. You get ready and it's like really fun. I think it's really fun to do just because it's a really weird stroke. And you get done with it and it feels like you just woke up. It's horrible. But
how long have you been swimming?
My sister did it in high school, and then whenever I switched to high school, I wasn't too good at basketball, so she convinced me to switch to swimming right there freshman year.
Outstanding.
So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you, outside of the season, how much swimming do you do? Much at all, or?
Not really.
Yeah.
As much as she'd like me to swim more, but.
It's kind of like a cross-country runner or a cross-country coach. Outside of the season, the coach is hoping that they're getting the miles in, but it's kind of an on-your-honor thing. But at least for Tyler, it seems to be working anyways, though. He's still pretty successful for you, so I'm not recommending anybody else do that.
Just think what he could be.
Sounds like a true coach, doesn't she? Who are some of the other top swimmers you have on this year's team at Bridgman?
We have a boy from Barron Springs, Brandon Burks, who's a senior. He did really well last year in the sprints and the backstroke and the 50 free, the 100 free. And we have a new boy from Barron Springs as well, who's Parker Roach, who's very good. He comes from a long background in swimming.
Okay.
And he might be our fastest boy on the team right now because he actually did swim off season.
She didn't look at you when she said that.
No, she looked straight. Actually looked farther away.
Yeah. So, those are probably the top two. We also have some lakeshore swimmers that are good. Connor Blessy is from Bridgman. He's done well. And John Plissow from Lakeshore, he is the one I was talking about. Those are probably my top swimmers. Justin Beckrow is also, he's like 6'7". Is that what he is?
He's crazy.
He's really tall, and I'm sure the basketball coach wanted him, but he swims. And he's been in Hawaii with the Lakeshore band. They've just come back. I had four swimmers that have been gone for 10 days in Hawaii.
Wow.
Right. So he should be good once he gets back in shape.
Hey, they've got no excuse not to swim in Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He told me the pool was very small, the hotel pool. So.
Now, with Bridgman, the swim team, you mentioned some of the other schools. It's a co-op swim team. Is it open to other schools to join Bridgman other than St. Joe, or is it a select few?
It seems to be most of Barron County, actually. Okay. This year we added Lake Michigan Catholic, and so we had two girls come from Lake Michigan Catholic. That sort of was a long haul because they didn't really get to practice till about 3:40, which is about 25 minutes after we start.
All right.
And Barron Springs, we had girls from Buchanan and Niles, but we don't have any boys from Buchanan and Niles. Our boys team is Lakeshore, Bridgman, and Barron Springs.
Okay. All right. Tyler, other than swimming, do you play any other sports right now in high school?
I did football, and then I think I'm going to do golf again.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Of those, do you have a favorite?
I like swimming the best, actually. Yeah.
Outstanding. Now, what's your on the golf course? What's your top score?
Ooh.
He's better at swimming.
It's been a while. Okay. It's been a while.
So what you're saying is you practice golf about as much as you practice swimming during the off season.
Yeah.
Well, last year was your first year of golf.
Yeah, last year was my first year of golf.
Oh, okay.
I switched from baseball to golf, so.
Okay.
Still, I was on the top five. I was going to different competitions,
That's
so
awesome.
that was nice.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
He's one
you.
Of our swimmers. See?
Great for you to be. I mean, you're enjoying your high school experience, you know, trying mm-hmm. different sports and all that, instead mm-hmm. of just, you know, going to class and doing nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
You're in class and you're doing the other sports, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
Having a good time. All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming out. And you said now tonight you're back in the pool?
Tonight we travel to Kalamazoo Central to swim against them. If the weather holds.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of bad in Kalamazoo, so I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. So you would, if it's on, it's you at Kalamazoo, not them here.
At Kalamazoo.
At Kalamazoo.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck tonight if it happens. If not, good luck the next time out. Good to see you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Bridgman High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Waterville Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers.
Napa Know How. Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how!
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship!
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports Road Trip. It has us at Bridgeman High School. The road trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats, Realtor Ryan Art, Waterville Public Schools, and United Way of Southwest Michigan. We've talked so many times about what the United Way means to Southwest Michigan. They're a great neighbor, and they are a huge support in so many ways. We talk about educational, the aspect where United Way helps so many individuals educationally, but also financially, health concerns, and anything else that you can think of in Southwest Michigan, United Way is there to support. If you want to know more about what the United Way of Southwest Michigan is all about, you can check them out at uwsm.org. Anytime you hear about the United Way campaign and you wonder, does the money stay in Southwest Michigan? It stays in Southwest Michigan. It helps Southwest Michigan. And you may not be aware of it. You've probably been helped out by the United Way of Southwest Michigan in some way or another. If not you, probably somebody that you're directly are related to or a very close friend, because the United Way is everywhere. So check out more at uwsm.org to find out how your money helps out Southwestern Michigan. Our road trip has us at Bridgeman High School this morning as we talk Bridgeman athletics, and we turn our attention to boys basketball. We'll let these guys introduce themselves. Mike Miller is the head coach, but we've got some of the other B's here. If you guys want to take that microphone just off, and you can hand it back and forth if it's easier for you. But we'll go around, just have you guys introduce yourselves. And, let me get this mic off for you guys here. All right, cool.
Hi, I'm Drew Dow, senior point guard.
All right, Drew.
Nick Boyd, senior shooting guard.
Tim Dunkel, senior forward.
Matt Harrison, senior forward.
All right, so you guys are senior year playing basketball at Bridgeman. I wanted to ask you guys, do you remember your first game on varsity and what it felt like running out of the locker room, out onto the floor, here at the Beehive? What that was like for you guys? Do you remember back then your first varsity game and what it felt like?
I mean, definitely I remember it. You know, the atmosphere here. It's a big basketball town. Everybody was into it. And, you know, you get those butterflies in your stomach, and that's everything you've been wishing for since you were little.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're wishing and, you know, anticipating what it's going to be like. Was it everything that you would hoped it would be just running out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it lived up to my expectations, and it really motivates you to work hard.
Tim or Matthew, either one of you, remember the first time you ran on the court as a varsity player?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I know as like a little kid, I was always playing mini bees, and growing up wanted to do that, wondering what that would be like. And it was just really special to be able to come out and see all the fan base supporting everyone. So it was fun.
Was it even more than what you thought it would be?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I felt like it was going to be fun. But like Nick said, there's a little bit of butterflies in your stomach. So you're just kind of going through, you know, make this layup, you know, want the crowd, you want to look good in front of the crowd, kind
of,
you know.
Of course. Matt, do you remember the first time running out as a varsity player?
I was pretty nervous, and I was expecting it to be just what I, when I went through it, it was really, I was really nervous.
I'll bet.
And it was, I was very, yeah, just nervous.
I would be too. I mean, you're anticipating what it's going to be like, and then the day is finally here. It's like, oh man, here we go. I can imagine. Drew, for you, do you remember the first time?
Oh, yeah. It was my sophomore year, and our first game was a home game against Countryside, I believe. And yeah, I was pretty nervous because I didn't know, you know, all the upperclassmen, and, you know, I played some minutes that game, and yeah, I was just really nervous. I didn't want to make a mistake, and I wanted to do everything perfect. I'm sure I didn't, so. but it was still a lot of fun.
I've always wanted to ask coaches or player this, and it came to my mind. When you guys run out of the locker room and you have your pregame, you know, warm-up routine, does the coach come up with that, or do you guys kind of come up with, hey, let's do this as a drill in pregame, let's do this, or is this all on coach?
It's mostly on coach. I mean, we have like our routine that I think we've been doing like for years at Bridgman, and we kind of stick to that. There may be small like variations that we make within the drills that we do, but like overall, the whole process is the same from year to year.
Okay. All right. Your coach, we mentioned, is Mike Miller, and like Drew said, it's tradition here at Bridgman. There are so many traditions that you go through with this basketball team. Pre-game warm-up is just one of them. But the tradition here at Bridgman seems to be pretty special when it comes to boys basketball.
Yeah, it's great here. We've got great community support, great student support, and really we've just had a lot of good players that have worked hard for a long time.
Now, these seniors, the four you have here with you this morning, talk a little bit about what they mean, what maybe some of the talents they bring to this year's basketball team.
These four young men are very special kids. They're all very, very good examples of what we try to stand for at Bridgman. They all work hard. They're all extremely good students, and they're all well-behaved kids. It's a great group to be with and be around on a daily basis, and I look forward to big things this year.
And if folks didn't get a chance to hear you and Drew and Nick on the coaches show on Saturday morning at Henry's Hamburgers, you were telling me that the grade point average for this basketball team, you very well could probably be an academic all-state, not just individuals, but a team as a whole.
Yeah, I'll be really surprised if we're not.
Does that happen much?
Not that often, no. You usually have a few kids that are pulling the grade point down, so to speak. And this year we got a great group of seniors that are leading the way along that respect. So it's a very outstanding group, and they're all going to be great young men someday in about 5 to 10 years. Great contributors to society.
So you've got these veterans. Is it a pretty veteran team this year, or is it? Do you have some youth on the team?
We have some youth also. We have a sophomore and a freshman, Hunter Adams and Luke Blessy, that are going to play a lot of very important minutes for us this year. So there's some youth mixed in also.
You got something that you look forward to, and I know the players look forward to as well, coming up, and that's playing in the Earl McKee Christmas tournament at Benton Harbor. That's something you always look forward to having this team participate in.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. It's a great atmosphere, outstanding basketball team and program there at Benton Harbor, and quite often we get to play them first, and I understand that's going to happen again this year. Are you guys looking forward to that?
I mean, definitely that's the place to play. You know, a bunch of people there, good competition, you know, it's everything we want, you know, kind of show off, you know, what we're about and who we are.
Right, exactly. And when I think of two places, there's a lot of great atmospheres around Southwest Michigan, but as far as atmosphere for basketball goes, two places that come to mind are Farnham Gym at Benton Harbor and the Beehive here at Bridgman. And when you get a chance to play at Benton Harbor, it's just the atmosphere there is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, great atmosphere. There's a lot of people there, and just fun to play at.
For you guys, other than basketball, Nick, you've got the microphone. I'll start with you. Any other sports that you participate in at Bridgman besides basketball?
I play tennis and baseball here.
Okay. And I probably asked you when you were on the coaches, but of those that you participate in, do you have a favorite?
I mean, basketball is definitely the most fun to play in front of everybody, but probably baseball's been my main sport. Always.
Okay. And Drew, for you?
I run cross this year, and I run track, and I also play soccer. And I would say basketball out of those sports is my favorite.
And if I can remember, this was your first year running cross country, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Did you find that help you a little bit as far as conditioning goes for basketball? I mean, with you playing soccer, that probably helps you just as much. But did you find it helping a little bit more?
Yeah, it always helps, you know, when you run like a sport like that in the fall, that keeps you in shape very well. So the transition to basketball was, you know, very easy because I'd already been running a lot. So,
Tim, for you, any other sports that you're involved with here at Bridgman?
I play tennis as well. So that's
okay. Of the two, do you have a favorite?
The favorite's probably basketball, but tennis is a close second. I just started as a freshman, but came out of the gates and really liked it. It was fun.
Singles or doubles?
I played doubles in the beginning. Actually, I was partnered with Nick, okay. And then I moved on to singles in the later years and junior and senior year.
What, you guys didn't get along and you don't really want to play each other? I'm just kidding. What's more difficult for the two of you, playing singles or playing doubles tennis? What's more difficult?
I mean, doubles, it requires a lot of, you know, communication between you and your partner, but I mean, singles definitely wears a lot more out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, doubles is a lot more kind of a mental communication between you and your partner. You got to know where to go and where to be. But singles, you can kind of play on your own, but you just got to be able to get to those balls and hustle around.
Now, when you guys played together as doubles and when you served, did you ever hit each other?
I mean, at that point in time, we weren't serving too hard. So no. Even if we did, didn't really hurt.
Even if you wanted to try, you probably didn't hit it, right?
Yeah, it was probably pretty hard to do.
Matt, for you, any other sports?
I also play soccer.
So. Okay. Do you have a favorite?
I would say soccer because I've been playing that for like most of my life.
So. Oh, really? Okay. Now, what position do you play in soccer?
Center back.
All right. Has that been your main position? Or have you played, or have you kind of moved around the soccer field a lot?
When I was younger, I pretty much was offense, and then I went to goalie, and then I went to defense. So,
all right. And like I mentioned with Drew, conditioning wise, it's got to help you for basketball when you're playing soccer. At least you're pretty well conditioned. You got to be in pretty good condition to play soccer.
Yeah.
Now, when did you pick up basketball as a sport?
Seventh grade.
All right. All right. When it comes to Mini B's basketball, Mike, we've talked about this a lot. One thing that you focus on, obviously you want to, you know, make them better basketball players, but you really, one of your biggest focuses is to make it fun, right?
Yeah, Mini B's is just fun on Saturday morning. Dribbling, passing, shooting, and then we try to make it fun so the kids enjoy basketball and want to practice on their own.
And you usually have guys from the varsity team come in to help you with Mini B's, right?
I make that voluntary because these kids are all really good students, as we mentioned before, and some of them are working on the weekends, so that makes it tough in their schedules, so it's voluntary, but a lot of them do come in on Saturday morning and will help a little bit.
And you get great numbers at the Mini B level, don't you?
Pretty good participation, especially we're a small school district, obviously, so from a percentage standpoint, we get pretty good participation.
When do you start really focusing on skills? I mean, really hammering down on fine-tuning skills. Is it at that Mini B level, or do they get into seventh or eighth grade?
It's Mini B's. That's what we do. We work on fundamentals and skills. And then they start playing games in seventh grade and practicing every day. So that adds just a different intensity to it.
You know, one thing, you guys couldn't start this now as seniors, but Coach mentioned fundamentals. And whenever I watch Bridgman play, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is fundamentals. And you've got all the fundamentals down. It'd be fun to have you guys track, maybe even for the rest of the season, between now and then, how many times Coach mentions the word fundamentals. Do you hear it quite often?
Yeah, I mean, he says a lot of things at practice, and that's definitely one of them.
Do we want to go into some of the other things that Coach? No, I'm just kidding. What are some of the drills that Coach puts you through that you dread? I mean, that help you a lot, but you think, oh, man, I hope he doesn't have us do this in practice, or when he mentions it, you kind of cringe. Are there any drills?
Well, I mean, every single day we do this two-man fast break, and basically it's just sprinting around the court, you know, layups, jump shots, everything, and we do it two times around. We know we do it every day. It really helps us, you know, get conditioning and through basketball. It doesn't really feel like you're, you know, working that hard, but you really are.
You are. Drew, for you, are there any drills that you kind of dread the coach puts you through?
Well, it's kind of like the opposite for me because I like doing a lot of the fast-paced stuff. And I get, like, really anxious when we start doing the slow-paced stuff. So when we start shooting free throws, uh-huh. It's like I want that to be over with so we can get back to, like, scrimmaging and stuff like that. So I feel like that's kind of, for me, the worst part of practice.
Yeah, I can understand that. Tim, for you?
Mine's probably a two-man fast break as well. I mean, because we just get done running, and then all of a sudden we got to keep going. But it does help us a lot. Like, we want a fast break, and that's what's helping us is doing that every day.
Matt, any drill that you dread?
Two-man fast break as well. That's pretty exhausting.
And that's in every practice thing?
Yeah.
So there's no chance of him skipping that someday. We're at Bridgman High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports as we talk Bridgman basketball. And he had a nice season opening win against Countryside, usually a very solid ball club. What did you see out of your team? You've had a game with Parchman as well, but what have you seen from your team so far, especially in that win against Countryside that you like so far?
that was a great game for us. It was the first home game. You know, a couple of the young men, it was their first time checking in a varsity game, and you could see the nerves and butterflies. But I thought we played great defensively and limited our turnovers in that game. In the parchment contest, we didn't do those things as well. You know, defense and turnovers were a problem for us throughout that game. And I think some of that came from hesitation from a lot of the kids starting varsity now. They were hesitant. They weren't confident in themselves. So we're working through that.
How do you help a player along when they're getting ready to play their very first varsity game? And you know there's nerves going on. What do you do with that individual to try to calm those nerves? Is there anything that you can do?
I try to joke with them a little and make sure they know it's about fun. And then I ask them what number six is.
You ask what number six is?
Yeah, right. Maybe Nick or Drew or one of these guys can explain that to you.
Self-confidence comes from a repetition of drills, knowing you deserve to win because you worked harder than anyone else. And that's one of our rules that we kind of live by.
So. All right. Do you remember your first varsity game, by the way?
That was a long time ago, Phil. But yeah, I think everybody remembers your first varsity game and your first varsity basket. Yeah, I still remember that.
Even your first basket?
Yeah, I think everybody remembers that first game and that first basket.
Wow.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Your first game was, you played for Coach Briggs?
Yep.
Okay, that was your first one. So do you guys remember your first basket that you scored?
Oh, man. I guess everybody doesn't remember.
Yeah. This guy's got a great memory.
I do remember mine. It was a corner three against Countryside to start the game out.
Oh, really? Oh, I would really remember that because there's no way I'd be able to hit it. But that would be one that would stand out.
Okay, so mine was against Countryside 2 years ago, and it was a fast break layup. And I think I actually have the picture in my room of like the fast break layup.
Yeah.
And me making it, so yeah.
All right. So it wasn't a free throw.
No.
It's got to be fast break because you like the fast.
Exactly. Yeah. The free throw. That's too slow. I need it to be fast pace. So.
Tim or Matt, do you remember your first basket?
I honestly don't remember. It was probably either a three. It was probably a three from the corner or something. That's what I like to shoot. I'm not sure.
We're going to go with that because it sounds good. And then, Matt, do you remember your first one?
My first varsity basket was, I think, just a layup. But then I remember in seventh grade, my first point I ever scored was a three-point shot. And it's kind of strange because I'm not that good at threes now, so.
But your first, all right, I like that. So as you look ahead to the schedule in your division, we were, talking with Kim and girls basketball for you, for guys basketball. Who are going to be some of the top teams in the division?
I think the division's very equal this year. I really don't see a standout team. I've seen everybody play now on film, not in person yet, but I really don't think there's a standout team, and it could be two or three losses to win the division, and I think we're the top team in the division.
And you like playing the top teams in the conference and outside of the conference too, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's really good to have competition. I think when you play good basketball teams, weaknesses show up, and then you know what to work on at practice.
For you guys, I asked some of the young ladies in the girls' basketball team, I'll ask you guys, when you look at the schedule and you're anticipating who you're going to play, is there one team that you see as your top rival? Not to say, I hate these guys because I don't want to, start, any bulletin board stuff, but is there a team that you guys kind of see as your top rival here at the Bridgman for basketball?
Drew, right now the rival in my mind is Brandywine because that's who we play Friday, and it's always a really tough game, so that's really what I'm thinking about right now. So.
All right. And then, Nick, do you have one that you – is there a team you always look forward to playing?
For me, yeah, it's just Brandywine. Okay. That's a big conference game, and it's a nice one to win.
Tim?
Brandywine as well, probably. The gym's always pretty packed, and it's a fun atmosphere to play in as well.
Matt?
Brandywine as well. Coach teaches us to think of one game at a time, so Brandywine's up next, so we just got to focus on Brandywine.
Now, when it comes to away games, you take the Beehive out of the equation. Coolest place to play and the toughest place to play. And maybe it's the same answer. Is there a gym that you love to go play in And there's a, is there one you go, oh my God, I hate playing at that place? Because, you know, sometimes it's the lighting, sometimes there's soft spots on the court, sometimes it's the atmosphere. But coolest place and toughest place for you guys to play individually. Drew, do you have any?
I think they're kind of all equal for me. As okay. long as there's a basketball and two baskets, they kind of all seem the same to me, and I'm just excited to play.
So. Awesome. Okay. Nick, do you have any?
Probably my favorite place to play is Buchanan. They have a pretty good student section that comes out. And, okay. The energy there, it really gets me going.
That does help, though. I mean, when you have the crowd, whether it be the home crowd or the road crowd, that does kind of add to how you feel when you're out on the basketball court, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even if they're, you know, cheering against you, that's still, you know.
You feed on that.
Yeah, you can silence them, and that's just a good feeling.
Tim, do you have a place you like playing and a place you dread playing?
I kind of like playing at Parchment. Last year, their student section, they kind of like have this thing where they like chant our names, like the opposing team's names. And we kind of got pumped up off of that. Like we went in the locker room, we were kind of pumped up just because they kept chanting for us. It felt like they were cheering for us. So that's always fun to play there.
Turn the table on them. Matt, for you?
Probably Parchment is my least favorite to play at. Because on the how far it is to get there, and usually I'm a little tired by the time I get off the bus. So,
all right. As we start to wrap things up, as far as the rest of the season it goes, you've only seen a couple of games. Where do you see the strengths of this team being at Bridgeman?
I think our strength this year is team chemistry and intelligence. We have a lot of basketball players. All the kids that get into game time have a high basketball IQ and react well to coaching and strategy throughout the game and in our pre-games. And I think there's a great team chemistry amongst this group because we have a lot of high character individuals.
As you look ahead to after graduation, you're almost to the mid part of the year now. Plans after graduation for you guys? If you're throwing around any possibilities, if you have any definite plans that you're going to do after graduation, Matt, we'll start with you. What are your plans?
I just got a full tuition scholarship to Central Michigan, so I'm probably going to go there.
Great. Congratulations. All right, Tim?
I do this program where I go half the day at LMC, so I got to finish that out one more year, and then I get a free associate's, and then I think I'm going to transfer to Michigan State and major in marketing.
Okay. That's what I'm gonna do. All right. Nick?
I'm going to Ferris State University and for plastics engineering.
Great. And Drew?
Well, I have no plans except for attending college. Not sure where, not sure for what yet, but yeah, no, I'm just going to attend college. So.
If the situation, doesn't matter what the sport is, if the situation presented itself, could you see yourself playing sports or a sport in college if you had the opportunity?
Possibly. There's a lot of, you know, factors that contribute into that. One would be like my major and how, whether that would inflict with like practices and things of that sort. And also, you know, like the program, the coach and things of that sort. You know, if there's a good chemistry between me and the coach, then I could definitely see that working out.
Nick, can you ever see yourself playing college athletics?
I mean, definitely my focus is going to be on my education, but I mean, if there's money involved, I might consider it.
It makes it a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, it does.
Tim, can you see yourself playing college sports?
Maybe. I mean, it's a lot of commitment. You know, it's probably full year round when you get to college and you got to play it all the time. So I think I'd want to focus first on my schooling, make sure it wouldn't interfere, and get the best grades I can. But then maybe afterwards.
Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I'm planning to focus on my education, so probably not.
Well, you mentioned they've got the basketball IQ and they've got the classroom IQ too, so you got a pretty special thing going right now.
Yeah, that was a really good question. It brought out their personalities, and you can see what I'm talking about. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on, and let me see. Up next is Brandywine tomorrow night, right?
Yes, Brandywine tomorrow night. We got a great pregame practice planned for this evening.
No, is it here or at their place?
It's going to be at Brandywine.
Okay. It's at Brandywine, and you've got Buchanan next Friday and then the holiday tournament at Benton Harbor.
Yeah, all so right. We have four tough road games right in front of us that we're looking forward to.
It's always a good challenge. All right, thanks for coming on. Good luck the rest of the season. You guys really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Athletic Director Ken Schmaltz. We continue from Ridgemont High School on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time home buyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor. Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
It's a great day in the state of Michigan. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. The weather's starting to get cold. We're going to have snow, everything like that. So here's our specials for December. A December to remember. We have 60, I repeat, 60 four-wheel drive extended cab crew cab pickups in stock, fully serviced, fully warranted on all the lots, Benton Harbor, Dowagiac, and Bridgman. 60 of them to choose from, and 50 of them are $399 down, $399 a month. So you got $399 bucks to put down, drive away in a like-new Chevrolet, a like-new Ford F-150, or a Ramalama ding-dong. Some of them have 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles. They're all one-owner off-lease vehicles, fully serviced, fully warranted, and as always at Dominion Chevrolet, 2 years is free. Maintenance on us, because we take care of you, baby. That's why we sell more than anybody else. Dominion Auto Group, we are here for you.
Got a brand new Chevy with a lift kick.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
.95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The road trip as we wrap things up at Bridgemont High School with Athletic Director Ken Schmaltz. Thanks, as always, for having us. It's always a fun time to hear to come and talk some B athletics for the coaches and the student athletes and you as well. It's been a good time.
Well, glad to have you, Phil. Again, just always appreciative of how you advocate for high school sports and youths here in Southwest Michigan.
You now focusing on athletic director. You're not the girls basketball coach, head coach anymore. Is that ease things a little bit for you?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is my first year in the last 20 that I'm not coaching at some level.
Wow.
So it is different this year. You know, my wife said, she goes, "I've never seen your demeanor like this in November and early December," you know, in all the years we've been married. So, I guess she's noticing at home.
Is it weird for you?
You know, I'm okay. I've got a son that's a sophomore here. I've got daughters that are 8th grade and 6th grade. So I'm just really looking forward to being a dad. And certainly we've got wonderful coaches here. So the basketball programs are in great shape.
Is it weird sitting in the stands, you know, if you have your kids playing sports and watching it as a fan and not as a coach? Is it kind of weird?
Well, I usually don't sit in the stands. I usually keep my distance, and I'll watch from the left field fence, baseball and softball, or I'll kind of stand in the corner of the gym, and I like just watching the game by myself, and I don't need to hear other comments that are going on.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you know, the example we had here with Mike and the guys from the boys basketball team, and their focus is on what's going on in the classroom and their grades, and I know that's widespread here at Bridgemont, and it makes it a really special place, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. This place is really like any other. It's the academics, the focus here, and that's really just a high priority and just what Bridgemont Public Schools represents. So we've got fantastic kids here that are academics first, and then athletics, right behind that.
And as far as the number of sports that you offer just about anything that's possible, right?
Well, we like to pride ourselves. We're a small school with big school opportunities here at Bridgemont.
Yeah, and look ahead to not only the rest of the winter season, but the spring season as well. And you've had some great student athletes that have come through here and that are still playing here and playing athletics and have gone on even to participate in college athletics as well and done very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've had the last two Harrell Palladium athletes of the year here, and Brian Patrick last year and Nick Knowlton the year before, and both of them are doing going on to college and having success there as well.
Yeah, I mean, Brian was our athlete of the week, and he's doing well. As you mentioned, Nick, he went on to play in college, didn't he?
Yeah. He is playing golf at Trine.
Yeah. Cam Magro was one of our student athlete of the week winners, and he went on to run cross country. And I know another one was close to being a student athlete of the year. He was one of our student athlete of the week winners, was Cameron Berdice, and he's had a nice career running cross country as well in college. So I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Like Coach Miller said, we've had a lot of tradition here with student athletes that have done well, not just in basketball, but across the board as well.
Yeah. Well, again, we appreciate you having here. It's always a good time coming, and hopefully we can come back sometime soon.
Well, absolutely, we'd love to have you. We always look forward to having you and it's fun just watching the expressions of the kids as they've come in school here the last hour, and they just kind of gawk at the setup here. So always a pleasure having you, Phil. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, and it's fun too. Good to see you. Have a good holiday.
You as well. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Bridgman, our road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Why me? It's natural for people to ask when their lives and livelihoods hang in the balance. There's no single answer to that question. Hi, I'm Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. At United Way, we do everything humanly possible to provide responses and solutions that protect, improve, and empower lives around Southwest Michigan. Whether it's through volunteerism, our strong nonprofit sector, or community-wide initiatives, change is happening in a big way. We are celebrating our 75th year serving Southwest Michigan. We thank you for your support. We are excited about the work being done in our communities, but we know there's much more work to be done. We invite you to join the fight because change doesn't happen alone. Hope isn't a one-man band, and there's no such thing as self-taught or self-made. We have one life. To live better, we must live united. To find ways that you can be the change and live united, visit uwsm.org.
If you or someone you know has significant mental health challenges, there is help. My Journey in Benton Harbor welcomes you to their recovery center where you are accepted and valued. Now offering transportation to and from the center. Call 944-9448 or visit mijourney.org and please book a day in advance of your visit. Keeping you connected with Michigan's Great Southwest, this message courtesy of Midwest Family Broadcasting.
On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, that's going to wrap things up for our WSJM Sports road trip. We want to thank everybody here at Bridgman for the hospitality. The road trip brought to you by Zick Specialty Meats, United Way of Southwest Michigan, Waterville Public Schools, and Realtor Ryan Art. Also want to thank Louis Krajewski here on site with us here in Bridgman. We want to thank Scott Bradfield back in our studios as well. Our next stop before the Christmas holiday break is going to be Niles. We'll be at Niles High School with the WSJM Sports road trip. That's going to be next Thursday morning from 7 till 8. As we talk Viking athletics. Thanks a lot for joining us. Our Take on Sports is coming up next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.